broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by The Rock Station and Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess here tonight. Utah, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Bob.
Welcome to June.
Yeah, we're here, and that means something's underway right now.
Yeah, that's voting for the Grassy Award. And this year, as you tuned in last week to hear, 13 songs are on the nomination list. It's a new record for that, and seventh year of the Grassy Award. We're excited to present those.
Yep, we usually only do 12, but we found ourselves in a gridlock. It took a while to resolve, and that's how we resolved it.
That was it.
We went with 13.
That's it. So we've got 13 this year, and you can vote on them now at 977rocks.com. Our page will be up there for the entire month of June, and we will announce the winner at next month's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life. Whether or not that band will be there, that's part of that is in your hands, ladies and gentlemen. So encourage you to vote, 977rocks.com. Going to be a great show here tonight. And by the way, this segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, a local production house that can record your material so you can get on the Grassroots Show and maybe get some airplay and maybe get on that Grassy nomination list. But this is a show that's going to be talking a lot about local stuff. We've got some gentlemen coming in to talk about the summer concert series in downtown Butler, which used to be on Main Street, but is moving to the outside of historic Pullman Park here in Butler. And Clint Kittle will be in, Dean Selfridge, they'll be in to talk about the entire, 4 months worth of music that they're going to be presenting on Friday nights in Butler. So excited to hear about that.
Yeah, hey, if it's got anything to do with local music, we're all about it. So
yeah,
glad to hear something's going to be going on.
Well, and something else is going to be going on. July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground, as I mentioned, brought to you by Woodman Life. And the announcements have been made. The list is up. You can go to thebandjam.com and see the list, and I encourage you to do that because I think you're going to be blown away when you sit here and start looking at 5 o'clock Friday, July 12th, when the Noble Hops Band take the stage, and right down through the list through 11 o'clock. And then you go back to Saturday, July 13th at 11 a.m. right through 10 o'clock. Check out that list, my friends, and you're going to want to be at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, after the lineup hit, the official lineup and everything, tickets started to move on ShowClick. So you can head over to our website and get your tickets now or get them from the bands or stop here at the station. Hit me up. We're just coming right up.
And you look at who's going to be there, and you know, I see that Dinner Bell Road will be Saturday afternoon. They're just dropping a brand new album, and it's getting some international vibe on streaming sites. You look at 1:30. This just blows me away. 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30. You've got Doppler Effect, Anger the Ant, the reigning Grassy champs, the Shiners, past Grassy Award winners. Doppler Effect was a 3-time nominee before. I mean, those are past headliners of our event. And that's 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 in the afternoon. That's how packed and talented the field is for this year's Band Jam. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Hey, I can't wait. And you should be there. TheBandJam.com, I'm telling you. This is the outdoor summer concert event of the year, Band Jam.
Destination site, Cooper's Lake Campground. It's $20 to get in. Pre-sale tickets for the entire weekend, $20 one time. 17 and under get in free. If you do go to the gate, it's going to be $25. So save yourself some money by going to thebandjam.com. You can download your tickets there. See Utah at any Shady Lady event. We have them here at our studio, or any of the bands that are listed there. They will have tickets as well. So if you know a member of the band, just hit them up and get your tickets for the Band Jam. It's a little over a month away, you know.
I know. I'm stretching already. It's going to be a long weekend, but well worth it.
That's right. It's always a great time, and we're excited to have all of the lineup and all of the sponsors who are part of this event, too, that have offered their time and money to help support this cause of supporting local music in this community. And, of course, Lamat Productions, that present the sound and lights, do such a great job each year for us. It's a magical weekend, and if you haven't been there yet, you need to make a stop out.
Yep, and you know, I think we're going to discuss a little bit of this in tonight's show, but sponsorship is so important, so we want to thank our sponsors for the Band Jam and, of course, the ones that have kept this show on the air for 6+ years.
Yeah, like Meat Locker Recording Studio. Well, let's get to some music here tonight, and then we're going to sit down with Clint and Dean and talk about the summer concert series that will be kicking off, next week, as a matter of fact, after this show airs. Let's dig out a band that you and I both debated on, and they were on the short list to be a Grassy nominee and just missed making the cut, but that's Wicked Earth and their song Thundershifter. This is shows you the great sample of what is out there as far as great local music.
Yeah, I love this song. And so I went back and dug some tunes out here from a band out of the Sharon, PA, Youngstown area. They are called Mississippi Gun Club, and we're gonna have to get these guys on the air too. They've been around since 2002, and they got a really cool sound to them. So we've featured them in the past, but like I said, I had to come back around to this. Play their song a few years from now after Wicked Earth.
And it's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. And of course, as all 360 episodes, plus or minus one, has been done in this exact spot since we started the show. It's brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. And they're open Monday through Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Stop on by and enjoy a bite to eat or enjoy a man can.
I was going to say, 360 episodes for you. I've been suspended a few times. So,
that's true.
I haven't. Yeah.
Okay. So our variable should be plus five, right?
Yeah.
Plus or minus five.
I don't know how many times I've been kicked off the show.
And again, he did miss a show earlier this month or last month, but that was not a suspension, and I made sure I made that perfectly clear at the time. So, just so everybody knew. We're excited to have Rainbow Inn and be a part of it in supporting local music, and I would certainly hope that if you drop by that you, well, say the same thing. Thank you for your support. And speaking of local music, we have some gentlemen in here tonight that are excited to be presenting something brand new to this area. And that is a concert series down at the old historic Pullman Park. And that's a name that a lot of people over the years will recognize because that thing's been around since the 30s. But it has gone through some transition in recent years when they built a stadium around that field and created an awesome opportunity for a lot of different events. There have been concerts there, but there's a new series that is going to be happening this year that involves local music. Which is pretty cool because it's going to happen starting here now that we're turning our attention to the month of June and spring and summer ahead. We want to welcome in from historic Pullman Park, Dean Selfridge, who has taken over the directing duties down there. Dean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, welcome. And some neat stuff there, too, because not only has the name returned the connection to historic Pullman Park, but you also have a new sponsor that is in there now. And it is called the Michelle Creel Field at Historic Pullman Park.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Give us a little background on how that happened. That was a recent announcement in the last year, right, Dean?
Yeah, Sean Creel, me and him just connected through actually a concert here last year, and he just inquired about the naming rights, and I told him they were coming up, that Kelly did not want to re-up, so we worked out a price on it, and he was good with that, and I told him, you know, whatever he wanted to do, which was actually for his late wife, Michelle, and I said the best option would probably throw the historic Pullman Park in there, because it seems like everybody likes that name with it, and he liked it, and here we are today.
That's pretty cool, pretty cool. Well, and that's the name of the game nowadays. I mean, it takes money to keep these locations running. Obviously, when it was built, there was quite a bit of debt incurred. And so this is one of the unique ways that every institution in America nowadays, if it's a ballpark, a ball field, or some kind of sports facility, they're going after naming rights to help create a good situation for these things.
Absolutely. The sponsorships are huge. If we didn't have those, we'd probably be upside down.
Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
Be honest with you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
They help out a lot.
Yeah. Well, also with you today is Clint Kittle from Speed Freak Motorsports. Clint, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Thanks.
Yeah,
good to be here.
You are excited to be connecting up with Historic Pullman Park with something that is going to bring music to the ears of everybody this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the same concert series that we did on Main Street last year down in the lower lot. I'm all about giving credit where it's due. Last year, the concert series was brought back by Don Shear.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of wanted to take the politics out of it this year and hooked up with Dean. We were actually talking originally about doing some bike nights in Pullman. Mm-hmm. And he and I decided to just move the whole shebang over there. So we're a lot longer as far as months this year. We were 3 months last year. We're a little over four months this year.
Cool.
Have a lot more freedom to do whatever we want down there, too. So, so we moved everything over there. And
whatever you want.
Well, I mean, you got kicked off of this. I don't want to have to kick you out over there. within reason, I guess, whatever we want over there. So we're keeping a lot of the same. The way that it was last year, it was very family oriented. Mm-hmm. Last year, and we had specific bike nights, specific car nights. We had separate family nights and a couple other things. This year, it's just all going to be one thing. Every Friday night is riding, cruising. Every Friday night, you know, bike show, car show kind of atmosphere. Bike night, car night kind of atmosphere, I guess is a better way to put it. And, you know, obviously the live music, and then having the ballpark there, all the concessions and beverages and restrooms and all that is just tied to the ballpark. So it takes a lot of headache away from me as well with not having to have all that down on Main Street, because obviously our city hasn't put restroom facilities in on Main Street yet. So, so you know, it makes things a lot easier where we're at.
Sure, sure. And you're not tying up a parking lot, per se. I mean, right. I know the stage was built there. And
no, we're tying up different parking lots this year.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, maybe, and you can park up there and walk down,
right.
You know, whatever
right.
the case may be. But it gives you a lot of room for opportunity. And, Dean, I'm sure there's going to be some ball games going on as well people can come down to.
Absolutely. We do have the collegiate baseball back, but we also, a lot of people aren't aware of, we have tournament baseball. It runs pretty much every weekend, Friday through Sunday. Lots of out-of-town people, so I'm sure this will be something good for them. These guys are Atlantic Coast Baseball, West Penn Elite. They bring teams from like 16 different states, Canada.
Wow.
So there's stuff to do down there.
Yeah. Yeah, so and it just it's a perfect situation for everybody involved, especially for those of us that like local music, too. And you're going to have a wide range of different acts. It's going to be a great blend, as you said, a family atmosphere, but also just all kinds of different styles of music, which is what we love to tease here on the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, absolutely. We go from as country as you can get to locally pretty much as metal as you can get. So, you know, I mean, we cover every aspect of a local music that we can anyway.
Yeah.
We're kicking things off with Shag Dog Melonhead, which I couldn't be happier about that. That you know, they were able to start us off, and it actually happens to be the same day as Jeep Fest that we're starting this. So there'll be a lot of out of town people, a lot of other people in town anyway, you mm-hmm. know, looking mm-hmm. for other things to do. So hopefully our little event is one of them for the out of town crowd, and to have a band like Shag Dog kicking that off is pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned to have them. So
yeah.
We go from Shag Dog to 2-time Grassy Award winning Anger the Ant. We have Tom Panay playing the Red Lines for Dizzier Heights. Skell, that one's really for me. Lions in America, the Highland Brothers, Fool's Errand, locally famous Donny Ozzo, and he's opening for Dinner Bell Road. So there's my from full blown country aspect. Everybody knows the Gents, Zant, Rustic Revelation, Noble Hops. I know a guy in that band. He was really hard to get a hold of though.
Yeah, right.
Order 66 and Repo Man and Appalachian Doom Gospel. So we
cool.
We pretty much cover everything that
you do.
Everything necessary.
That's fantastic.
Short of some church music, where we got everything else.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it sounds like a great lineup. And why don't we play a couple of tunes from bands that you'll be featuring? We're going to play a new one from the Red Lines. They just had just over a week ago. Had a CD release party leading into Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, and they were joined by our recent guest, the Borstal Boys, as well. So, yeah. So congratulations to the Red Lines. Love the CD. We got advanced copies of it.
So. Yeah, good-sounding stuff. So maybe we should play I Should Have Tried. We'll do that.
Let's do it.
And we'll follow it up with some Shag Dog. In fact, why don't we dig out their Grassy Award-winning song from a few years back, Shag Dog Melonhead, who were announced last week as a nominee this year as well. Just an idea from Shag Dog Melonhead as we continue our talk of the Summer Concert Series coming to historic Pullman Park this year, presented by Speed Freak Motorsports. And we'll talk more about other sponsors coming up after you hear some tunes tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Too much fun, yo ho ho, with the bottle of rum, I take it back. This is way too good, the only thing better. She's talking all her jewelry. Lights are strange, shine only to believe. Man on the corner screaming the alley. Everybody love everybody differently. Thinking I'm blinking, I'm drinking constantly. Flying, I'm dying, I'm trying only to believe. The way to the top is like climbing up a tree. It's ever to the bottom and you're coming up to me. Walking, she's talking, she's talking all her jewelry. Lights are strange, she's trying only to believe. But a man on the corner screaming the alley. Everybody love everybody differently. I'm drinking constantly. Flying, I'm dying, I'm trying only to believe. The way to the top is like climbing up a tree. Starting at the bottom, really chasing up the lead.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We're back here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. I'm still just scratching my head that this is the 1st of June already, but it is. And don't forget, underway right now, voting for the Grassy at 977rocks.com. So while you're sitting in listening to the show, you could give a vote on your favorite, take a look at them, and offer a vote. And, maybe some of those bands that are nominated are going to be part of the summer concert series presented by Speed Freak Motorsports. And this is all happening at historic Pullman Park. And Clint Kittle and Dean Selfridge visiting with us tonight to kind of take a look at this thing. And Clint, there's some more to that in the structure of the name for this concert series because, boy, you've had a lot of people step forward to really help this cause.
Yeah, we have. We have a lot of repeat offenders from last year that helped us out last year. Our big sponsor this year is again, just like last year, Butler Health Systems. This is the Butler Health System stage for the second year in a row. Mm-hmm. My sponsor list is so long that I will literally take the rest of your show to go over it. But our big sponsors are Butler Health System, Cummings Coffee, Whittington Construction, and Trick Labs. They all stepped up big for us, and Without them, and without our smaller sponsors as well, but definitely without these big ones, this wouldn't be happening. We'd be over there talking about what would have happened instead of sitting here telling you what is.
But that's great. I mean, that they've stepped up to help, you know, a local event, but also at the same time, what we love with this show, they're helping out local musicians and exposure of local musicians.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, with that comes bring a community together and. And also, you know, having people experience these bands free of charge. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're not paying anything to come and listen. So, you know, this, which we haven't mentioned, this is all free. This is open to the public. It's right out front of Pullman Park, or right out front of Michelle Krill Field on Pullman Park's property out front. So we're not in the stadium. There'll be baseball games going on a lot of these nights at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so big family community togetherness, I guess, is the best way to put it. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and you folks down at Speed Freak, you've done this with local bands as well, and have had great response from that.
We have, our open house and our fundraiser started out as the Butler City Police fundraiser. It is now a first responders fundraiser, which is actually another way that Dean and I linked up with this. I guess that's actually where this started, was, this concert series being at Pullman, was in talking to Dean about doing those bike nights. I brought up that this year we want to do first responders for our fundraiser at the shop, as opposed to just the Butler City Police. So I wanted to include Butler City Fire and East Butler EMS in that. And so that this year, that's what it's going to be this year. Last year, we had right around 500 people at the shop. I'm hoping for 1,000 this year. I don't know if we can hold it or where anybody's going to park, but I'm hoping for 1,000 this year. And like I said, opening up to broader, help for Butler City Police and City Fire and East Butler EMS. Hopefully that brings more people. And we got a heck of a lineup for that too. I gotta figure out how to go from Dinner Bell Road to Skell in about 6 hours that night. So we're throwing Noble Hops in there somewhere to help with that transition.
Nice.
Somewhere.
I don't know where. Well,
I'll tell you what.
We probably haven't played before we start.
That's what you had us do last year. it's a really cool place, though. It's a really neat stage and a really cool vibe, so I recommend you check it out this year if you didn't go last year.
Yeah,
that's definitely awesome. A good time last year.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, Dean, with the ball games, a lot of people will remember the Butler Blue Sox. You're still going to have collegiate baseball down there. It's just going to be basically different names. But, again, the same kind of draw, people coming from all over to get to these games.
Absolutely. We have the Blue Sox backed out, unfortunately. They left the Prospect League. So we had two teams reach out to us, Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs and the Butler Iron Bucks, which is part of Core Athletics. They play in the Tri-State Collegiate League, which is local between Ohio and Pennsylvania. So we said absolutely. They're going to be playing approximately 26, 28 games down there, but there's a few doubleheaders.
Mm-hmm.
But we're definitely trying to do the same promotional things down there.
Yeah.
As the Blue Sox did. So, for example, the first night we hooked up with Montauk School District. I contacted their AD. We're having a Montauk School District night, so they're going to have opening ceremonies with their marching band.
Nice.
They're going to have like the AD or somebody throw out the first pitch. Okay. They're going to have their competition dance squad out there. Just fun stuff. We got a couple fireworks nights. The UAW local 3303. They're going to do a fireworks night June 8th, and then we're going to do a first responders night June 6th. So it'll be fun. We have other stuff going on too, other than baseball. So keep an eye on us in August. There's going to be a cornhole tournament down there. There's the Brew Festival is going to be going on there. They're leaving Main Street from the parking garage and coming down. We also have going to put on a boxing match. I think that's August 10th, and then August 3rd and the 17th, we got two touring acts. So we'll announce those at a later date. So.
Cool. Yeah, a lot going on.
Yes.
It's good to see. Good Absolutely. To see the ballpark.
We're working hard.
having success. And, of course, with this particular series, that is free for everybody to come down. If you were ever down Main Street to see some of the acts, it's just transitioned down outside of the ballpark. And, again, what time will you be kicking these off, Clint?
These are 7 to 10.
Okay.
We're 3 hours this year. We were 2 hours last year, and we had time restraints and things like that, being in town. So this year things are a little more loose this year being at the ballpark. So we're able to start a little earlier and end a little later. And
you heard him earlier. He can do whatever he wants.
and again, within reason.
Yeah,
we also have. We as a business, Dave Jackson and I, the Butler Flag Runner, we are raffling off his R6, and we'll be pulling that ticket during the Flag Day, which is June 14th. We have a summer concert series there that night at Pullman, and we'll be pulling that ticket that night. Two-time Grassy Award-winning Anger the Ant will be playing, and I'll be interrupting Don Shear, and we'll pull the ticket that night for that. So, Utah, we spoke before. We're maybe give a ticket away here.
Yeah, you're willing to do that. You can give one away.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could give two away.
Two away. Well, yeah, we'll have to figure out how we're going to do that, but. Yeah. Let's do one right now.
Okay.
Because you have a trivia question.
I do. So. I do. We want to know, you're going to respond to...
To Grassroots on the Rock Station 977 Facebook page.
We want to know what Flag Day is. First one with the correct answer of what Flag Day is. Give you a ticket to win this motorcycle free and clear. All proceeds from this benefit the VIN, the Veterans in Need... Wow. Veterans in Need organization.
Okay.
They help... obviously veterans that need home goods, things like the whole way down to like pots and pans, up to furniture and things like that. So really, really good cause. Dave Jackson, the guy that runs with the flag, he's a 20-year retired Air Force Master Sergeant, so he has a soft spot, and he decided that we're going to donate everything that we make from his personal motorcycle to VIN. So, like I said, we'll be pulling that June 14th at the Anger the Ant concert down at Historic Pullman Park.
So the bottom line is this. You go to our Grassroots Facebook page, answer why does Flag Day basically exist on the same day every year?
Every year. Yep.
What's the reason for that? Why does it exist? Yep. Answer that question, you can win entry into that. Fantastic. That's exciting, and all part of what's going to be a great summer. I hope the weather holds, you know, good. I know our Sunday pattern has not been good, but our Fridays have been good. So
Fridays
let's keep that.
Like they're all right so far.
Let's keep that strong all summer long.
Absolutely.
So, well, congratulations on all of your efforts in supporting local music and supporting local community efforts, Clint, Dean, all you're doing down around Pullman Park. We wish you the best of luck with that, and have a great summer, and come down and see some of these great local acts. Do you have are these going to be posted on a Facebook page? Is there somewhere where people can see access to when these bands will be playing?
So Dean's playing secretary with all that. So as he posts everything, I personally and the Speed Freak page will share everything.
Okay.
So, I mean, it'll be plastered all over Facebook. And social media in general, but we're starting June 7th, and we're not ending until we're hoping to stretch this into the second week of October.
So, awesome!
Every Friday night, the whole way through. So we're 7-3. June 7th is when we start with Shag Dog. So
all right,
hopefully see everybody there.
Sounds good. Clint Kittle from Speed Freak Motorsports, Dean Selfridge from the city of Butler, and of course the director now at Historic Pullman Park, Michelle Krill Field there. And this is going to be a great event. It's the Summer Concert Series on the Butler Health System stage outside of Pullman Park, the Speed Freak Motorsports Summer Concert Series. Guys, thanks for the visit tonight. Thanks for all the effort that you're putting together.
Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Appreciate and we are going to play a couple more tunes from a couple of the acts that will be there. We're going to play some Skell for you, Clint.
Just for me.
All right. And this is a song we've had in rotation for a number of years. Of course, they're back on the Grassy nomination list with Everything's Fine, but we're going to play Don't Speak. And, of course, longtime local musician, artist. You used to say the name Butler, and I think you associate Tom Panay with it. And we'll play a song from him called My Time here tonight.
You can call that one for me as well if you want.
Okay. And that was for
Clint.
All right,
sending
as well.
This out to you, Clint.
Just
Tom
Panay,
My Time.
Yeah. I can't wait for him to just play his acoustic just to me.
And this segment of our show, again, brought to you by Bros' Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price, located at South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Stop by for lots of great meats, delis, sides, and you name it. You know, grab some and take it to your next grilling session. Bros' Superette, sponsors of our Grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Sometimes in your mind, you can't even find the time. It's all the same, don't be shy. Nothing's gonna change your mind.
feel. Nothing seems real to me. Most of us were gonna have to see. And I don't give a damn about me. I find myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight. My time tonight. Soul-searching is a crime. Don't you even have a dime. In black and white, or red as blue, the colors of the world, that's true. See, and I don't mind. I don't even have the time. Most of us were gonna have to see, and I don't give a damn about me. I find myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight. My time tonight. Alright. You see the sun. Try to find my way.
Find my way.
I'm gonna find my way. Yeah.
Find my way.
Most of us we're gonna have to see. And I don't give a damn about me. I find myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight. My time tonight. Alright. My time tonight.
Space. It's finally time for you to plan that amazing summer cookout. Who would be better to stock up from than Bros's Superette? Load up on frozen burger patties, kielbasa, and hot dogs along with some of their delicious deli items. There are plenty to choose from, like coleslaw, potato salad, linguine, and a whole lot more. So stop by to grab everything you'll need for your summer cookout. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4 at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. High on the hill, right on the price is Bros's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
This Friday, June 7th, Shag Dog Melonhead will kick off the Friday Night Concert Series. Being held this year at Pullman Park, it'll be the rest of spring into summer and early fall. And Shag Dog Melonhead, of course, going to be part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, this year presented by Woodman Life, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Be sure to get your tickets. Pre-sale, just $20 admission. Kids 17 and under get in free. Go to thebandjam.com for more info. Shag Dog Melonhead will be headlining the Friday night portion of that. But yeah, that big Friday night concert series moving to historic Pullman Park this year. The outside grounds area, and stop on by this Friday for that. Also this weekend, a very special event honoring a fallen hero. Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th, it's the Back the Blue concert honoring Officer Brian Shaw. And it will be held at Leo's Sports Page down in New Kensington. And it's going to feature a number of great local bands. Just a sample, how about Common Crown, East Coast Turnaround, The Shiners, and Lenny Collini and his group of four coming together. That's all happening both Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th of this weekend. Catch Washboard Tony this Tuesday, June 11th, a week away, at Alameda Park for their concert series. Then Saturday, June 15th, they'll be at Recon Brewing. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Friday, June 7th, the Noble Hops Band will be out at the Lake Arthur Country Club from 7 to 10. And then the following day, don't miss out, Saturday, June 8th, for the Children's Hospital benefit being hosted by Three Rivers Harley-Davidson. And it'll feature another band you'll get to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Dinner Bell Road. Again, that's Saturday, June 8th on the Shady Lady concert calendar.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, and we thank our sponsors, Meat Locker Recording Studio, Rainbow Inn in Freeport, Bros's Superette, top of South Main Street Hill in Butler. And we want to thank Clint Kittle and Dean Selfridge for stopping in tonight to talk to us about the summer concert series down at Pullman Park. It's going to be a great event, and they're going to be running that baby for 4 months. What a huge monumental effort that they have, but quite an impressive lineup from hearing Clint read off some of those names. Utah, wide range of styles. It's going to be a great event for a lot of people to come down and check out.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be down there. I know I'll be down there at least one night.
Yeah. Noble Hops will be playing, so yeah, I'm sure you'll be there. And you'll be at the Band Jam, too, of course. July 12th and 13th, Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Woodman Life this year at Cooper's Lake Campground. And got to thank our local McDonald's restaurants, who are back as our stage sponsor this year. Of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee, they're helping out the Pullman Park series. They're helping our series out as well. Bauman Auto Repair, they're located on Aieto Drive, which is right off of Holyoke Road. Now, Holyoke Road runs right between Sunset Drive and Route 308 out in Center Township. And that's where they're located, and they do great work. Mark Regis, State Farm down in the Mars area. Of course, we've mentioned before, Aqua Solutions for clear, clean, better water. and soft water. Check out Aqua Solutions, Ram Automotive, who are located Route 8 south of Butler, and, of course, Shady Lady Productions, The Rock Station, and Cooper's Lake, all coming together to join together for the effort. July 12th and 13th, 20 acts that weekend. Friday night at 5 o'clock, it kicks off the Noble Hops Band up through midnight. The next day, 11 o'clock in the morning, right up through 11 o'clock that night. Great lineup.
TheBandJam.com.
Check it out and get your tickets. $20 pre-sale. 17 and under get in free. Just like Clint and Dean said, they're making it a family atmosphere for the Pullman Park series. That's exactly what the Band Jam is, too. It's a family fun event. That's why we make the kids 17 and under free. We hope you'll bring them out and expose them to some of this great talent that is in this Western Pennsylvania music scene. So we'll do it again next week here on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and I look forward to meeting with you then to play some local music. And this is a new tune from a band that we have played before, and they hit us up, emailed us over the weekend, and we're excited to play you a brand new tune from the band Dying Breed that they have just released. Their second single, you might remember the song Poser that we played from them before. They got a song called Beautiful Devil.
All right, and let's take the show out with some Crushing Ground. We spun this here a couple weeks back. They just dropped this. It's Rob Rausch's tribute, basically, to Chris Cornell. It's a song called Keeper Sound.
Play her game to know what's gonna beat the sound. sun shower, as pure and as wild as the rarest flower. On your own wave, a moth to a flame, you
1979, Sony introduces the Walkman.
The Sony Walkman is a tiny stereo cassette player with truly incredible sound.
Three's Company, Dallas and the Love Boat are popular on TV. And WLER is launched on your radio. Happy 40th, WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Hey, come on, man. Wake
to the Echo or Echo.app. Then add us when you need your favorite stations. Just ask Alexa.
It would be my pleasure. Let's rock.
The Rock Station.
Making love.
Station 97.7.
Shout! 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 Sh
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On the rock station. 97.7.
When the music starts playing, you have to think to tap of your feet. Gotta move to the rhythm, cause you know that the sound is asleep. Next thing you know, you shimmy, shimmy out your chair. And you shimmy, shimmy, shaking like you haven't got a care. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, I'm thinking. Shimmy shaking from my head down to my feet, yeah. When I was very little, mama showed me how to slide and move. When I was just a better thing, I learned the rhythm, learned the groove. Showed the shimmy shake to all of my friends. We start shimmy, shimmy shaking and again and again. Got the shimmy, shimmy shaking, no mistaking with your low down blues. Shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistaking, with your low down blues. Got me shimmy, shimmy, shaking, shaking, shaking like a leaf. I'm shimmy, shimmy, shaking, roll my head down to my feet, yeah. It again and again. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs away the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs away the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shake it, shake it, shake with all you got. He shimmies a little, but I shimmy a lot. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs away the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistake it with your low down blues. Low down blue.
40,000 dollars of giveaways.
Won a lot of radio contests because I refused to get off the line.
Happy anniversary, WLER, for 40 years. Listen to win all year long on The Rock Station 97.7.
Drum. The Rock Station 97.7 proudly presents The Clarks at the opening night of the Big Butler Fair, Friday, June 28th.
Peace.
This talented and popular group continues to draw record-breaking crowds as they perform good old-fashioned Western Pennsylvania rock and roll.
Sit. Peace.
Listen to The Rock Station 97.7 to win tickets to see The Clarks.
No guitar.
Presented by The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions.
On Saturday, on Saturday, on Saturday.
Western Pennsylvania's premier music event is coming the weekend of July 12th and 13th to Cooper's Lake Campground. It's the 7th annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life. 20 musical acts for the weekend, all for a pre-sale admission price of just $20 in advance. Tickets are $25 at the gate. Kids 17 and under get in free. Camping not included in the admission price. Get your tickets now for the Band Jam from thebandjam.com, where you can see the entire lineup and more information. Or from the Butler Radio Network stations, 252 Pillow Street in Butler, from Shady Lady Productions, any of the performing artists, or by calling ShowClicks at 1-888-71-TICKETS. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground.
What is it that you listen to on those?
You better prepare yourself, dude.
The Rock Station.